Now, in a 2-1 decision, Wisconsin's Public Service Commission has again extended the statewide moratorium on utility shutoffs for residential customers. The new rule goes to the 1st of October. That rule was originally put in place in March because of COVID-19 and the impact it had on jobs and the economy. According to recent reports, nearly a third of Wisconsin residential customers are behind on their utility bills. Our next guest has been following this story and joins us now to give us the latest. Danielle Kading is a reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio News based in Superior. Danny, welcome back to Central Time.
Hi, Rob. Thanks for having me on.
Well, tell us a little more about this decision and what it means and who it's going to affect.
Yeah, sure. So like you said, they voted 2-1 to extend the moratorium until October 1st. They had previously voted 2-1 to extend it back in July to September 1st after we saw a rise in coronavirus cases after the state reopened following the striking down of Governor Evers' Safer at Home order, or the state's Safer at Home order, I should say. And so since then, you know, there's been a lot of concern among various city officials, environmental groups about cases still being high right now. We're still seeing high activity across Wisconsin for COVID-19 cases. I believe there's only a handful or so of cases that of counties that don't have high activity. And also with, you know, the expiration of the federal unemployment benefit, that $600 a week payment, and schools that have shifted their reopening plans, you know, the commissioners Rebecca Valk and Tyler Huebner decided that, you know, it's probably in people's best interest right now to keep this moratorium in place.
Before we dig more into the pro and con, the Public Service Commission, not always a household word, I think, for people in Wisconsin. Can you remind us who they are and what they do?
Right. The Public Service Commission regulates utilities, electric utilities, water utilities, gas utilities throughout Wisconsin.
Now, talk about the rationale a little more for the two side of this vote, the pro vote. They raised concerns about not just the economic impact on people, but the health impact, it sounds like, if people lost their services during this pandemic.
Yeah, because one of the issues with that is, say, for example, if you shut off somebody's water right now, public health officials are saying, wash your hands to help prevent the spread of the virus. And if you shut off someone's water, where are they going to go to get the resources that they need? Typically during the summer months when water or power is shut off for people, after the lifting of the winter moratorium, people are directed to cooling centers or other shelters to get what they need. And the idea is that if they're doing that, they might be putting themselves in an unsafe situation where they're either not social distancing or just not in a setting that would be safe or prevent the spread of the virus.
As we mentioned, this is a 2-1 decision. Commissioner Ellen Novak was opposed to the extension, saying that it basically gives broad permission for some people to avoid paying bills. Here's a listen.
We shouldn't allow people of middle, upper income millionaires to be excused from paying their bills.
Can you talk a little more about the argument against extending the moratorium?
Yeah, she basically had argued that this was kind of encouraging bad behavior on the part of some people. And that also, you know, she cited the state's declining unemployment rate and also energy assistance funding that's available to customers who may be having difficulty paying their bills, saying that they should be directed towards that pot of money and seek out that assistance and set up deferred payment plans with their utilities if they're having trouble right now making ends meet. And she also was worried about the impact that keeping this moratorium in place would have on utilities by requiring them to provide a service without payment.
To make sure I understand this correctly, this just means that if somebody's not paying their utility bills, they can't have it have it shut down for now. This doesn't excuse them from liability for those bills, right? They still owe the same amount of money they owed, if I understand this correctly, Danny?
Right. Yeah, they would still owe the money. It just becomes a past due balance. And, you know, the more time goes on, the more that amount grows. And the idea is if people can't pay that, later on, then the utilities are going to have to recover that money in some way. And the way that they would do that is by requesting a rate increase, which would mean that all customers would be on the hook for paying that off.
Talking to Danielle Kading, reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio News based in Superior, looking at a decision from the state's Public Service Commission to extend this moratorium that says utility companies can't shut down customer services for non-payment. They extended that moratorium till the beginning of October. Now, we heard from one of the commissioners and from some state lawmakers saying this shouldn't be something that the Public Service Commission keeps doing. It should go to the legislature. What kind of argument are we hearing there?
Yeah, that was one thing that Commissioner Nowak had said, is that, you know, that maybe the commission was treading into territory that was best left to lawmakers and setting policy on this front, which was something that was echoed by Republican Senator Dewey Strobel. He filed comments before the commission on Wednesday prior to their meeting, saying that, you know, if the legislature thought that this is something that necessitated action or required action, they would have done it. But the lack of action on their part should send a message in that they think that it's time to let this moratorium expire.
Now, what have we heard from utility companies themselves, Danny, about the moratorium?
Yeah, utilities have been concerned for the most part about those past due bills, you know, among customers, because they don't want to have to request larger rate increases in order to recover that amount. Plus, you know, that means that they're also, you know, accumulating these costs during a pandemic. And so they're providing a service without getting paid for that. So, and that's a concern too, because about one third of people in the state right now, among utilities who provided information, are behind on their bills. So there's just a lot of concern about that number continuing to grow.
And now Wisconsin, we have a caller remind us that Wisconsin has a wintertime moratorium. I believe it usually starts in November.
Right.
So it's getting close to a point, if it's October and then it picks up again in November, to wrapping one into the other.
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, I think it's a question whether, you know, keeping this in place in October, even if you were to open it back up again and allow utilities to make disconnections, if they felt that that was an appropriate way to go, really, there's only a month in place before they're forced again to, you know, prevent those disconnections. So it really looks like utilities are in a bind right now, but at the same time, their customers, you know, we're seeing that a majority of people who qualify as low income customers are struggling right now to pay them. They're behind, and so are other customers. So it's a difficult situation, to say the least, that's being complicated by the pandemic.
And you mentioned that some people were suggesting people should go toward services that will assist in payment of utilities. Does Wisconsin have a lot of that kind of thing in place?
Yeah, and actually Wisconsin has the Low Income Heating Energy Assistance Program, and they actually received another $8 million as a part of CARES Act funding this year. So there's more money that's available to help people. And right now it looks like there's been more requests for assistance, that they're slightly higher, although it varies by location in the state. For example, it looks like as of the end of this week that in Milwaukee, there's actually fewer requests for energy assistance in Milwaukee County than the same time last year. But if you look at Dane County, it looks like those requests for energy assistance are up. And, you know, some of the reasons for that may be the fact that, you know, that supplemental funding for the $600 a week unemployment benefit expired at the end of July. And so I'm sorry, I forgot where I was going with that, Rob.
That's okay. Because in our last minute, I wanted to ask, what are you looking for next on this utility issue from the Public Service Commission or lawmakers or any of the stakeholders? What do you have your eye on as this story goes ahead, Danny?
Yeah, so the commission is going to take up this conversation again in September. I believe it's their September 17th meeting. And they're going to be talking about whether or not it's appropriate just to continue this moratorium, and or whether they think it should be allowed to expire. And also, you know, there's discussions right now about whether or not Congress will include additional funding for energy assistance so people have money, more money available to pay their utility bills during this pandemic.
Danny, thanks a lot for joining us again today.
Yeah, thanks so much, Rob.
Danielle Kading is a reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio News based in Superior. She joined us today to talk about the decision by the state's Public Service Commission that will extend the state's current moratorium on utility shutoffs as the COVID-19 pandemic continues in Wisconsin. That moratorium now extended to the beginning of October. Is this a story that is part of your life? Are you one of the people falling behind on your utility bill payments? Are you in commercial utility? Are you commercial utility user? You're not getting that moratorium extended, I don't think. Whatever the case, or if you work for a utility yourself, we would love to hear your story and your perspective. Please email ideas@WPR.org. That's ideas@WPR.org, or tweet us at Central Time WPR. Let us know how this utility story and this moratorium on utility shutdowns affects you in your own daily life.